Hello, everybody, and welcome to One More Day.
All right. So, this week, this beautiful, beautiful Monday, we are going to talk about weird thoughts. And the reason being is I quite often have just really off-the-cuff thoughts out of nowhere. And Addie is lucky enough to hear those thoughts. And we wanted to share that luck with you all. But Addie, I want to hear maybe what's your favorite or most memorable weird thought, either from you or me.
I think you don't want to want the one I'm going to say.
Possibly. Well, let's hear it.
And it's the one that I think is kind of the stupidest. But your backpack buddy.
Okay, idea. Okay. Well, hear me out here. So back when we first started dating, well, probably not when we right first started dating, otherwise she probably wouldn't have married me. But I had the idea or the thought that if I lost all my limbs, but I wanted to explore the world, I wanted to live life to its fullest, if Addie would love me enough to put me on her back like a backpack, and I could be her backpack buddy. And she says no.
Yeah.
She does not love me enough to do that.
Well, the thing is, even if you lost all your limbs, you still would weigh quite a bit.
Are you calling me fat?
No. Just a human, if you lost all your limbs, your torso and head still weigh quite a bit.
But think about how in shape you would get.
No.
You would get in shape due to my loss of shape.
No.
I want to know how many people would do this for me. If you really love me, or if you would do this for a loved one. Because my best bro, Haim, said he would do it because he loves me. Because he actually loves me.
Do you have any memorable ones that I've said?
You don't often come up with very many. You just barely started recently coming up with some.
It's because a lot of the times it just happens in my head.
Well, it happens really in my head, but I really...
But what about some of the ones I've said recently?
Oh, I know. I was getting there. Oh. I've got one, and Addie was just like, you know, humans just... We're just a big old sack with a bunch of holes that a bunch of stuff shoots out of, and that's our only purpose. But you're not wrong.
We're just meat piles with... sticks to keep us upright, and then there's holes all over that leak fluid all the time, and it's gross.
Yeah, Addie's just constantly peeing her pants, so
be careful. No, oh my gosh.
But that's more of Addie's way. Mine is weird thoughts, and then I'll just randomly like have words come to my mind that I'll sing.
Oh my gosh. And most of the time they're, I mean, not like super inappropriate, but they're just like, what? Like farts up my butthole. He'll just sing that. And I'll be like, what?
I mean, the one that I sang tonight, it was like, going down the road to smack an old person's toes.
Yep, yep.
Just as I'm walking through the house. So, yeah. Our child and our children are probably going to be really messed up when they start going to friends' houses and start spouting out random abominations of phrases.
Yeah.
I want to hear more about yours or thoughts that you've had or thoughts that I've had that have really struck you. We went over the backpack buddy one, which I still think is a viable thought.
Well, one that I thought of the other day was, like when Adam and Eve started having their first kids, mm-hmm. and like they weren't like, I mean, I feel like they were given a lot of knowledge about how humans work, but like, if this was a knowledge that they didn't get, do you imagine how they felt when their kids started losing teeth? By, that's right. Like, just all of their teeth started falling out. Do you imagine how they felt? Like, what do we do? Like, what?
I can kind of imagine being like, oh, that's not good. So his teeth are just running away. Is this supposed to happen? Or Oh, it is? Oh, great, great. Okay. Well, I'll let you go back to doing your things. And we'll just keep watching these fall out. Thank you. Right. That is how I picture that going. Exactly like that.
Yeah.
I mean, until Abel died, then he didn't lose any more teeth. Or he lost a lot of teeth at once. Just saying. Now I've got a question for you that you've yet to answer. Or maybe you did answer it recently. But if my nipples were to just explode, would it be like a big explosion?
No, Justin answered this.
Oh, that's right. Would it be like a big explosion? Or would it just be like the little puppets? You get a 4th of July, it would just be like pew, pew.
And then I think gone. It would be like that, I guess. I'll answer your question, I guess.
Thank you.
Most of the time I answer your questions in my head, but I don't answer them because...
No, most of the time you just roll your eyes and you go...
mess with you.
That's what most of it is.
It's not a sigh as in, like, I'm sick of you. It's just a sigh as in, like, what?
One that I've had a lot, probably not as much as a lot of you are thinking, but more than probably a normal people should have, is what if our genitals were just on our foreheads? She's rolling her eyes and shaking her head. Can you feel it?
What? You think normal people have these thoughts?
No, that's why I said more than a normal person would have these thoughts.
But that implies that normal people do have those thoughts.
They've got to. Hopefully.
Hopefully?
Hopefully I'm not the only one.
Gosh.
No, you said that you typically answer these in your head. I want to hear your answer for that one. What if... Because everyone would probably wear... Either everyone would wear a hat, or everyone would be very desensitized to genitalia.
I think it would just be desensitized. Because that's just how you would be born.
But, like, for a dude, do you think they'd have, like, special glasses with, like, a visor? And go over? I'll stop that train there.
Yeah, maybe you should.
But headbanging would be a lot more fun. And it would have a different meaning. Just putting that out there. I want to hear more of yours, because everyone's going to think that I'm a freak.
I still can't remember.
Or some memorable ones from what I've asked you.
I had a thought earlier this weekend, and I was going to, like... ask my family about it, and then I decided not to because it was just kind of crazy. And I don't remember what it was.
Well, what are some other ones?
It makes me so sad.
What are some other ones that I've said that you remember?
Yeah.
Because you told me the other day that you remember so many of them that we should do an episode on all of them.
I'm also very tired right now.
That's not an excuse. Remember when we were doing the what I like about you and I was really tired? You're like, that's not an excuse. So here we are.
Well, it's not an excuse because you should know what I like about you. Me remembering your weird thoughts is a different story.
But they're so weird, they should just like drill themselves into your memory. I have several, but some of them are possibly not safe for work. Maybe. They're kind of like PG-13.
A lot of his thoughts are a little on the inappropriate side.
But I'm not like a sexual deviant.
Well, no. Just, they're involving, I mean, like, what if your genitalia was on your forehead kind of thought. Like, they were just...
there's also the one that's like, what if all your toes were just replaced with wieners? Then you'd have wiener toes. Which would mean you'd have to get extendable shoes.
Oh my god.
I'm just putting that out there.
Oh, there was one that you had. Oh, gosh. Why can't I remember anything tonight?
I don't know. I have a lot of weird ones where, like, what if a wiener was here? What if it was there? There's another weird one. Oh, man. Good thing we're not monetized, right? Anyways, another weird one. He's like, I feel weird saying it. Okay, let's just say I just had 7 wieners. Would you have a favorite one?
See, now, when these things happen, my brain is like, I don't freaking know. That's not how it is. So my brain can't imagine how to answer your question.
So you have no imagination and are very sad inside. I understand it now. You make more sense. Is that why you watch so much My Little Pony? You try to get your imagination back.
Okay. It was a pregnancy thing.
You're still watching it.
No, I'm not.
You went through like the whole series in the past 2 months.
Yeah, I just had a miscarriage and I was pregnant. Don't you even.
I think you're just upset that I spilled your dirty little secret. But it's just a kid's show. I watch SpongeBob and other kid shows. It's okay. It's okay.
And, by the way, he came and sat and watched a little bit, and he was like, this is a little bit more interesting than I thought
it
was.
No, I said it was a more decent show than I thought it was. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. It was still incredibly cringeworthy.
Kids shows are.
Exactly. That's why I said it made more sense.
Whatever. Oh, I was about to say something and you...
Well, say it.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah?
We did that. Oh, you have a lot of, you ask me all the time, like, what if I have a stroke right now? Or a heart attack? Yeah. Or like, what if I just die right now?
He really doesn't
and
like
I'm
that.
I'm like...
I'm just trying to get you to be prepared.
I know what I would do. I don't want to think about that. You've already had a blood clot that we ended up in the emergency room for.
And you know what? You weren't prepared. So I'm just trying to get you prepared. I'm trying to
help
you.
I wasn't prepared. I made you go to the emergency room.
No, I woke up at 3 a.m. and I was like, Addie, I need to go to the hospital.
And I was like, okay.
Exactly. You weren't prepared. I was prepared.
What? I didn't know you were hurting. I don't know your body.
You knew I was hurting because I was groaning over the past week before. Anyway, okay, we're going off topic here. We're going off topic.
Sometimes when you're in pain, you're like, oh, no, it's fine. No, it's fine.
That was pretty good. I gotta admit, that was pretty good. But, yeah, I have so many weird, like, wiener ones for some reason that I
you have ones that are not part of genitalia. Why can't you think of
why
some
can't
of
you
those?
Think of them?
Because you all you to do this lately episode. Is genitalia.
I don't do genitalia.
You think about weird things.
No, I don't think about genitalia either. Who
well,
do you,
you
think
obviously
I
do?
That's fair. Not as much as you think I do.
You said you have a lot of thoughts.
I said
about
a lot
wieners.
More than a normal person would. Mm. Which is, if that's at zero, a lot more could be like twice. Just saying, that's literally like double.
It's not at zero. Sorry.
Did you say that you think about genitalia?
Everyone does.
You dirty, dirty people.
Especially if you're married or just an adult. Or.
Adults think about stuff like
I mean.
That? I refuse to ever be an adult. Can you tell?
Yeah, I do all the pills and everything.
You do all the pills and everything?
The
oh,
bills.
That's a problem.
And then you just go and buy fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sounds about right. I want to think of more.
I know, right?
But I've also...
I'm, like, disappointed in us.
I did have the one where it's like, what if our feet were where our hands were and our hands were where our feet
you...
were? Would we walk on our hands that are now feet? Or would we walk on our feet that are now hands and wear special gloves? Or would we not need gloves because our hands would be so calloused?
Well, we probably wouldn't walk on our feet. Like, if our feet were the hands. Because... like, you can't stay upside down for very long. But at the same time, if that's how it was, then maybe our brains and everything would adjust to being upside down.
Everyone's
all the time.
Just lightheaded all the time. Everyone's just super out of it. Yeah, that's another one that I. Well, what if it happened right now, though? Like, what if magically it was just like bibbity boppity boo, and all of a sudden your feet are on your hands and your hands are on your feet?
I mean, people do handstands and walk.
What would you do if that happened right now? Would you just start doing a handstand and be like, oh, this is fine, and then just keep going?
No, I would freak out. No, not a handstand. I'm saying people, like, go down and walk on their hands, so maybe it wouldn't be as bad if our hands were the feet.
So are you confirming that we should have
no
hand feet? What was that face?
I'm, like, falling asleep. You know that, like, tiredness when you're just, like, really weak and you're like, oh my gosh, I could just...
Oh my goodness, Addie's going lightheaded because of her hand, feet, feet, hand. It's happening. It's happening. Oh my goodness. But yeah, do you have any more weird thoughts? Do you have any more weird thoughts that I've had that aren't having to do with wieners? Because I feel like we've fully covered that.
Sorry. That was a really long yawn. I've realized you had a lot of thoughts. I've realized you've had a lot of thoughts about, like, what if this body part was in this place, or, like, what if this exploded? Like, that's just a lot of what happens. Or what if I die?
It's a really good thing I'm not, like, a doctor. Just people, like, coming out with multiple wieners on their hands or their feet, and then I get sued and assassinated by Wiener Feet Hand Man.
Gosh.
I'm gonna call him Dick.
See, now in these situations when he laughs at himself like that, I'm not laughing at what he said. I'm laughing that he found it so funny.
She's laughing at me is what she's saying.
I'm laughing at him for finding it so funny.
What was the other song? Or I guess I'll call it a jingle. That I'll sometimes sing. I think it's like Buttholes and Toes.
Yep.
Buttholes and Toes, Buttholes and Toes. And then licking toes, all my days I'm licking toes. So yeah, if you're ever in a down spot, just sing those songs. And joy will come to your mind. Not because you enjoy licking toes or buttholes and toes, but because it's silly. Addie has died.
I'm just, like, I don't feel the greatest, and I'm really lightheaded and weak and tired.
You were fine before you came in here.
I know, I don't feel good.
Guys, I think Addie secretly does all of these things we've been thinking about, and she's starting to get, like...
What?
Stressed out and worried that we're going to find out.
So well, we might have to end this.
Oh, did you... No. Oh, right.
Here's something that Connor thinks that I do at night. Not as much as I used to, but he thinks that when him and Toby fall asleep, I just walk around the house and pull hair out of my head and just sprinkle it everywhere.
Yeah, you're the hair fairy. Oh, well, you were gone. I guess I could still do it. No, I'll talk about it. While you were gone, I was going to get all the little Lego Harry Potters we have and just put them on the kitchen sink or the bathroom sink and be like, why is the sink so hairy?
Oh my god. Send you a picture. I want to start a prank war with you, but I feel like I'm not very good at it.
So you're saying I have permission to start a prank war.
I don't want to be hurt.
I won't hurt you.
I also don't want to have to take an extra shower at any point in my life that I don't have to.
Addie just enjoys sitting in her filth.
No, I
pretty
I
much
don't.
Have to spray and her down like
I
a
said
dog.
An extra shower.
But you don't have to, is what you said.
An extra shower that I don't have to. As in, I shower every other day. I don't want to have to shower again because you dumped something on me.
I don't know if I dump something on you. See, confusion is always better than abusion. Yeah, I think he woke up. Maybe. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll end that there. We would love to hear some of your guys' weird thoughts. And I'm going to try to start keeping track of mine. And maybe we'll have a part two.
Right. Sorry about the sporadic episode. I'm tired and I'm a little bit out of it. But I'm going to go and put our baby back to sleep.
All right, you guys. You have a great rest of your day. And be sure to check out Sick Day Studios on Facebook, Twitter. Pretty sure I made Instagram for it. This is a Sick Day Studios production. That's SickDayStudios. And until next time, guys, have a great rest of your day.